Okay, good morning. My presentation is about coronary artery disease in women with and without rheumatoid arthritis in Kentucky Women Health Registry. So this slide is showing just the contents of my presentation, which include introduction, purpose of study, research question, review of literature, study design, study population, variable of interest, outcome measures, results, discussion, limitation. First, the introduction, I'm going to talk about what is coronary artery disease and then what is rheumatoid arthritis. So I'm going to start with the rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is a chronic autoimmune joint disease, affects multiple joints. The pathogenesis of rheumatoid arthritis is related to formation of immune complexes. These immune complexes usually form when immunoglobulin such as IgG and IgM bind to rheumatoid factors, which then attack specific antigen within the capsule, which cause further damage and destruction of the synovial joint. The diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis usually depends on the clinical features, and they are usually affect three or more joints on each side, morning stiffness more than 1 hour, joint erosion on X-ray, presence of rheumatoid nodules, positive rheumatoid factors, high level of C of erythrocyte sedimentation rate, and high level of C-reactive protein. Coronary artery disease is the number one cause of death in men and women. Coronary artery disease include ST elevation myocardial infarction, non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, and angina. There have been two major hypotheses that describe the pathogenesis of coronary artery disease, and they are, the first one is that related to the oxidized LDL, which refer to low-density lipoprotein. Oxidized LDL usually form when LDL bind to free radicals, then the oxidized LDLs will form. Then these LDLs will invade and attack the arterial wall, which cause further damage to the artery, and then that will stimulate the complement stimulation and inflammatory cells, which release lysosomal enzymes. The other hypothesis is related to the endothelial injury to the arterial wall. Any injury to the arterial wall will stimulate inflammatory cells and chemokines, growth hormones, which further damage with and destruction of the arterial wall. The clinical features of coronary artery disease, usually in women, it's not like in men, just only fatigue, shortness of breath, and that's all. So that's make it difficult for physicians to diagnose coronary artery disease in women. The diagnosis usually depends on the EKGs and the cardiac enzymes. The purpose of the study is to evaluate the association between rheumatoid arthritis and coronary artery disease by using Kentucky Women Health Registry with controlling of traditional cardiovascular risk factors such as hypertension, diabetes, obesity, smoking, and so on. And then I also compare the incidence and prevalence rate of coronary artery disease in women with and without rheumatoid arthritis. Research questions. Is the rheumatoid arthritis is an actual cause of coronary artery disease? And what are the incidence and prevalence rate of coronary artery disease in women with and without rheumatoid arthritis? So I look at some of the articles that relate to the rheumatoid arthritis and coronary artery disease. So I found a cohort study was performed between 1955 and 1995 in Minnesota. The study showed that the patients with rheumatoid arthritis were more likely to have been hospitalized because of acute myocardial infarction. The odds ratio was 3.17 with significant confidence interval. Another cohort study showing that the incidence of coronary artery disease among patients with rheumatoid arthritis higher, and the incidence rate was 3.9 with significant confidence interval. A study from the British Society for Rheumatology Biologics Registry included more than 8,000 patients with rheumatoid arthritis with history of myocardial infarction treated with tumor necrosis factor, and another group treated with disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. The study showed that myocardial infarction rates were lower on arthritis medication compared to the myocardial infarction rates in patients without arthritis treatment. And this is consistent with the hypothesis that inflammation plays an important role in coronary artery disease among patients with rheumatoid arthritis. So I look at other diseases, other inflammatory diseases that may be associated with coronary artery disease. So SLE, which is, stands for systemic lupus erythematosus, is associated with increased level of autoantibodies such as antiphospholipid antibodies and lupus anticoagulant. And these autoantibodies led to increase the risk of thrombosis in SLE in patients with SLE. And in general population, these autoantibodies were higher in SLE patients, and the level was associated with increased intimal media thickness, which is a surrogate marker for atherosclerosis. Study design. The Kentucky Women Health Registry is a statewide survey of non-randomized sample of self-selected women aged greater than 18 to greater than 60. This study is a cross-sectional analyzing secondary data from Kentucky Women Health Registry in the year of 2007, 8, 9, and 10. The sample population was more than 3,000, 6,000, 6,000, 7,000 in 2007, 8, 9, 10, respectively. Women were stratified based on presence of rheumatoid arthritis in the following years. Study population. Women who hadn't answered the survey question regarding rheumatoid arthritis were not included in this analysis. All women who had missing answers for any of the predictors were excluded in the analysis. After the exclusion, the sample size was more than 3,000, 6,000, more than 6,000, 7,000 in the following years. The variable of interest is rheumatoid arthritis. And the question was in the data, have you ever had rheumatoid arthritis? The outcome of measures, coronary artery disease. As I said, coronary artery disease include angina and myocardial infarction. So I didn't have a variable called coronary artery disease in my data. So I combined the angina and myocardial infarction, and I came up with a new variable, and I call it coronary artery disease. So the question was in the data was, have you ever had angina, and have you ever had heart attack? Statistical analysis. Data analysis was completed using statistical analysis software, version 9.1. And I use Procfric for the descriptive statistics and Proclogistic for the regression analysis. So I looked at the population distribution in 2007, 8, 9, and 10. So before I explain the results, I just want to explain the table. So the table included two major columns, women with rheumatoid arthritis and women without rheumatoid arthritis. Then I divide the major column into minor columns, total number of rheumatoid arthritis, and then the number of patients with rheumatoid arthritis and coronary artery disease. And the third column is the total number of women without rheumatoid arthritis. The fourth column is the number of women with coronary artery disease but without rheumatoid arthritis. So I got the same results in the all four tables, and they are that I can summarize them in three sentences. The first one is that women with rheumatoid arthritis were more likely than women without rheumatoid arthritis to have history of cardiac risk factors, such as hypertension, obesity, smoking, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes, hypertension, and so on. The second sentence is that women with rheumatoid arthritis and reported history of coronary artery disease were more likely than women without rheumatoid arthritis but with reported history of coronary artery disease to have cardiac risk factors. And the third one is that women with history of cardiovascular risk factors were more likely than women without history of cardiovascular risk factors to have history or to report history of coronary artery disease. this figure just showing that the women with rheumatoid arthritis are more likely at age 45 to 60 in each data. The vertical axis is just showing the column percentage of age, and the horizontal just showing the data. It's just explaining table one, and this figure is showing that women with rheumatoid arthritis were more likely than women without rheumatoid arthritis to be smokers. So the dark blue just refer to women without rheumatoid arthritis. The light blue refer to women with rheumatoid arthritis. So showing in each data. Here is showing that women with rheumatoid arthritis were more likely than women without rheumatoid arthritis to be obese. And again, the dark blue showing that are referring to women with without rheumatoid arthritis. The light blue is showing that women with rheumatoid arthritis. And showing that women with rheumatoid arthritis were more likely than women without rheumatoid arthritis to have history of abnormal level of glucose. In each data. Here is showing that women with rheumatoid arthritis and reported history of coronary artery disease were more likely than women without rheumatoid arthritis but with history of coronary artery disease to be smokers. In each data. So this slide showing the prevalence rate of coronary artery disease in rheumatoid arthritis group is more than double than the prevalence rate of in women without rheumatoid arthritis in each data. And if you look at the figure, so the dark blue is women with rheumatoid arthritis, the light blue is women without rheumatoid arthritis, and the prevalence rate of coronary artery disease in women with rheumatoid arthritis were around like 10 to 11. While in women without, it's like 4 to 4.5 in each data. This slide showing the incidence rate of coronary artery disease in women with rheumatoid arthritis and is greater than the incidence rate of coronary artery disease in women without rheumatoid arthritis in each combined data set. So I combined 2007 and 10. Also, I combined 2008 and 10, and also I combined 2009 and 10. And if you can see that the results are not consistent, that's because of the different follow-up times. So, in 2007 and 10, there is like 3 years follow-up, while in 2008 to 2010, it's like 2 years follow-up, and in 2009 to 2010, just 1 year. So that's explaining why the results are not consistent. This slide showing that the adjusted odds ratio of prevalent cases of coronary artery disease in each data, and all the results are significant with p-value less than 0.05. Even the results are not consistent, and that's because of the different sample size in each data. But it's kind of the same to or close to two. This slide showing the logistic regression, adjusted and unadjusted odd ratio of new cases of coronary artery disease in 2007-2010 combined data. And showing just only the hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, hypercholesterolemia were the strong predictors of new cases of coronary artery disease in 2007-2010. This slide showing the adjusted and unadjusted odds ratio of new cases of coronary artery disease in combined data 2008 and 2010. And same results showing that only hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, hypercholesterolemia were the strong predictors of new cases of coronary artery disease. Discussion. In 2007, 8, 9, and 10, the strongest predictors of reporting coronary artery disease in women with rheumatoid arthritis were age greater than 45, non-Caucasian, poor health, smoking, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and hypercholesterolemia. Of those who didn't report coronary artery disease in 2007, reporting hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and rheumatoid arthritis at baseline were strong predictors of reporting coronary artery disease in 2010. Of those who didn't report coronary artery disease in 2008, reporting hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and rheumatoid arthritis were strong predictors of reporting coronary artery disease in 2010. The incidence and prevalence rates of coronary artery disease in rheumatoid arthritis was greater than the incidence and prevalence rate of coronary artery disease in women without rheumatoid arthritis. The prevalence rates of coronary artery disease in women with and without rheumatoid arthritis were consistent. The incidence rates of coronary artery disease in women with rheumatoid arthritis were not consistent. All of the studies showed that a risk of coronary artery disease in patients with rheumatoid arthritis was not because of the cardiac risk factors. The only reason was the inflammatory process of rheumatoid arthritis. Limitation: recall bias exists because of the data was collected by a self-reporting, and the sample only represents women in Kentucky, so it's not clear whether we can generalize these results to all women. Thank you.